Okay, so Rentaf, you said today, Chagiga. I'm going to go over the Mishnah from yesterday, so everybody's on the same page, and then we'll pick up on today's Gemara. We have a short Amud Beis, but I must say it's a whole different genre now. Now it's Tuma and Tara. Okay, so this I'm going beginning from the Mishnah on Yud Chen Amud Beis, the top line in the Mishnah from yesterday's Gemara. So the Meiri says that the reason we have all these dinim of tuma and tara now is this din of chayav adam l'tayr etzmo beregel. A person's mechuyev to tire himself before the regel. Rashi on the Mishnah says it's because there's a halacha that's brought down in the next parak that says that the amei haaretz, like we assume that they're tahor on the regel, and so since we're learning about the dinim of the regel, that's how it relates to that. So the matnitin note limli adayim l'chulin. So the Talmud Mishnah says, in other words, hands can be makabel tuma. In other words, just the hands can be tame. Because all it goes is that hands are shneim l'tuma, like a sheni l'tuma. That's obviously a tuma derabanan. When we're talking about deraisa, the whole body's tame, or it was not part of the body. But this is a tuma derabanan, just the hands are tame. So the Talmud Mishnah says, notlim liyadayim l'chulin. We're no tel yadayim. No tel means we take a kli. And we're no tel yadayim for chulin. If a person wants a bread, you wash for it. So the ma'aser, the way Rav Kahati said it means for bread by ma'aser, but Rav Leibowitz today quoted someone who said, I think Chazon Ish, who says that no, it means even for payroad for ma'aser. With the truma, anything you have from truma, you need the tel yadayim. With the kodesh matbilin. Now for kodesh means. Then when he said the hands are tamim, if the hands are, with stamaha hands are considered shneil the tuma, also the hands. Let's say they would touch a sefer Torah, so they're also shein the tuma. And then if Rashi has another case as well, if they touch a rishon the tuma, so rishon the tuma at the rice level, not tame, but the hands would become shein the tuma. So the ulakodesh matbilin. So if a person wants to eat kachem, he's tovel the hands in a mikvah. In other words, different than netil sayim, he's tovel in a mikvah. He says ulachatat. In nitmu yadav, then ma gufo. It says chatat means for me chatat, but he wants to touch the waters that are mixed with the apra, the paraduma. So if his hands are tame, the whole body is considered to be tame. You have to be tovel in the mikvah. Okay, we're going over the Mishnah from yesterday, and you kind of the top line. Okay, so on line three. Then the Tanakh Mishnah says, tabo l'chulin, buksak l'chulin. Asr l'ma'aser. If a person was tovel for chulin, in other words, he was tovel his hands because he wants to eat chulin, and then these huksak l'chulin, he intended to only be to the level of chulin. Asr l'ma'aser, he can't eat the ma'aser. In other words, your intent for what you're tovel for is chashuv. He says taval l'ma'aser. If a person was tovel with intent to eat ma'aser and huksak l'ma'aser, that was his kavana. Asur the truma. In other words, there's five levels. You have pulin. When it says master, it means master sheni. Then the next level is truma. Then it has truma. He says, tavo the truma, the person was tovel for truma, hooks up the truma, he intended to eat the truma, he intended the tefillah should be for truma, asur the kodesh. So he's asur the kodesh. Tavo the kodesh, if he was tovel for kodesh, hooks up the kodesh, he intended for kodesh, asur the chatat. He can't touch the mechatat that's mixed with the apropara. Tavo l'chamur mutar l'kal. If he was tovel for a higher level of stringency, he's mutar for the lower level. Tavo v'lo buchsa, if he was tovel and he didn't have any specific intent in mind, he lo tavel. This is like he wasn't tovel at all. Let me just finish the Mishnah. We'll summarize and we'll take some questions, okay? Big diyama, this is a different halacha now. Big diyama aretz midras the prushim means the garments of an ama aretz are considered midras for prusha. Midras means we know that for certain types of tumah, like a zav, anida, anything they sit on is tame, and the tumah is the same level as they are, an avatumah. So the big day ama aretz, the begadim that an ama aretz at least is like cold class of people, that weren't so from, so their clothes are assumed to be midras, like tumah's midras. In other words, we assume that anida sat on them. He says, for Prushim, Prushim are people who eat their chulin in a state of Tara. He says, big day Prushim, midras la'okle truma. And the garments of the Prushim who eat their chulin in a state of Tara are considered to be midrash for the people who eat truma, which would be for the kohenim. Bigdei ochlei truma, the garments of the people who eat truma are midrash lekodesh. So it's midrash for the people who eat the korbanot. Bigdei kodesh, midrash lechatat. In other words, the gadim of the people who are eating kachim, he says, is nevertheless considered a midrash for the people who wanted to touch the mechata. Yosef ben Yoezer, yachasib shebekuna. Yosef ben Yoezer was a very pious person among the kohenim. So in other words, he'd be eating truma, but nevertheless, even his napkin was considered to be a midras for the people eating kodesh. In other words, even though he's a chassid shebekuna, so it means, and you have to assume that the napkin was used to sit on or something like that. He says, Yochanan ben Gugada haya ochel al tarot kodesh chul yamav. Yochanan ben Gugada would eat al tarot kodesh. So it means some people would eat their chulin as if it's kachim. So would he be eating all the food, assuming that it's kachim, the chulin al tarot kodesh, his whole life? By tamid mitpachta or midras lechatat. Nevertheless, his mitpachat, his napkin, was considered to be a midras for the people who were touching the meichata. Okay, just 1 second, and then we'll summarize in a minute. Just give me one second. I just want to check one thing here. One second. This is about. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what mercy mikvah? Yeah. So when he says tovel, yeah, it looks like the tefillah in the Mishnah, even though we said sometimes you'd be tovel just your hands, but that part when you were tovel for one thing and the other thing, it looks like you'd tovel the whole body. That's the way it sounds like. Yeah. Looks like klomar and kavim lekol l'shem kulin. That means you tovel everything. Okay. So let me just summarize the Mishnah, and then we'll take some questions. Okay. So the Mishnah, first of all, is telling us there are different levels of food. In other words, different levels, five different levels, right? There's chulin, maser sheni. Chulin is like the regular food. Then you have maser sheni, which is supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. Then you have truma, which is eaten by the kohenim. Then you have kodesh, korbanot, which could be by kohenim or regular people. And then you have the chatat, touching the mechatat. Those are five levels. So each one, you know, requires its own special care. And we learned that if a person, when he's metayer himself, let's say if the hands are tamei, which would be a tuma derabanan, he has to have kavana that he's tovel or whatever, or if he's no tell the hands, that it should be for this level of tara. Otherwise, it doesn't cut it. And then we said that then we got into the discussion about the big day Amma Aretz, that the begadim of an Amma Aretz are assumed to be midras for the higher level and so forth. Each one considers it to be midras. Okay, what's up? What? Yeah, so midras means really like to doris is to step on something is what it means. But midras is a term of art. It means that, remember, the Torah says that there's too much mishkal v'moshav. Remember, Anida or Zava, certain types of Tamei people, so they give tumah to that which they sit on, if it's designated as a chair. So, and the tumah they give is the same level of tumah that they're at. They're an avatumah. If they sit on something, that becomes an avatumah. Usually goes down a notch. Here it stays the same level. And even if there's like a 10 matzaot or 10 sheet, 10 you know, mattresses underneath it, they all become avatumah. So midras is everything that's connected to that type of tumah. It's tumas midras. Okay? All right. Okay, are we good? Right. No, that's not correct. So tuma and tara is, as long as you have a paraduma, so then you can have dinam of tuma and tara. So Chazal teaches us the paraduma was around even after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. Not so short. I think until the time of Abai and Rava that they had still ashes of the paraduma. One paraduma lasts a long time. So it's not, it's only talui in the sense that to prepare a paraduma, so you need a kohen, I think, a kohen, and normally it would be done there, but I think they say that they had a paraduma or the ashes of paraduma for a while after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. Okay, I'm going to move on and then we'll take today's stuff. Okay, you with me, Daniel? Okay, so on Yud-Chet Amud Beis, it's really the beginning of today's stuff. Well, five lines to the bottom. On your Tanah Rabbanan. Everybody with me? Okay. So Tanah Rabbanan, I just did that as Hakdama in case people didn't do it yesterday. And then either way, you have it fresh in your mind, you need it for today's tomorrow. Okay. So Tanah Rabbanan, Hanotel Yadav, So here the Bryce says, no tell yadav. Rashi tells us on the bottom line, no tell is bikli. When it says no tell, it's referring to washing with a keli, like we wash our hands. So the Bryce says, if you were no tell yadav and you had kavana, in other words, my intent in washing the hands is that it should be tahor, yadav torot. Lonid kavain, yadav tmeot. But if I didn't have kavana for that purpose, so the hands are tmeot. And again, we said before, I'm just repeating, this is tumah derabanan. It's all dinim derabanan. L'china ma'pil yadav, and similarly ma'pil yadav, if a person sticks his hands in a mikvah in order to be ma'pil, we saw in the Mishnah you can have that. You know, I remember years ago, I was seeing a little bit today, like I was a Kamar Rosh many, many years ago. I remember I was 15. And something happened. The water wasn't working. And I remember that, I remember I was with Rabbi Rabinowitz, Rabbi Jacob Rabinowitz, and somebody else, and he was going to the lake to stick his hands in the lake in order to, like, you know, I think to eat the bread. In other words, like to be tovel. So, okay, just 1 minute. If a person's tovel is in your hands, if he has kavana, that's the reason he's tovel, because he wants them to be tohorot, then tohorot. Otherwise, they're tmeot. That's the first brisa. Let us be patient, okay? So the second brisa, and we have Tana Rabbanan and Vahatanya. So what's the difference between Tana Rabbanan and Vahatanya? So one thing I've heard is that they say, I think we have this in the Daf Yomi also, is Tana Rabbanan, it was a better known brisa. In other words, it was a more accepted or better known brisa. And then Vahatanya, we learn another brisa. I remember one person said that to me, it was Rabbi Yisrael Solomon, who used to teach here. But it says Vahatanya, we learn in another brisa, Bein Kavin, Bein Lona Kavin, Yadav Torot. In other words, if the water goes on the hands, so the tohoro, regardless of whether you have kavanah or not. Okay, so we have a stira between two brises. Okay, the first brise says you have to have kavanah, that the hand should be tohoro. You have the kavanah, the tohoro. You don't have kavanah, the not. The second brise says it doesn't make a difference what kavanah you have. Okay, so Amr Nachman lo kasha. Nachman said there's no contradiction between the two brises. Kam lechulin, the second brise that says kavanah is a nullity, that's for chulin. It was chulin is the regular food that we eat. So for chulin, you know, whether you had kavanah, you didn't have kavanah, you did the mechanics, or they're tahor. But in the top line of Yutetim and Aleph, Kan the Maaser. The first brisa is only Maaser, which is mean from Maaser Sheni. He says there, and if you look at the top line in Rashi, Kan the Maaser by kavanah. So for Maaser Sheni, I do require kavanah. The Chosh came to Truman. Rashi says certainly for Truman. In other words, we learned there were five levels. So if the Maaser, which is level 2, requires kavanah, so level 3, 4, and 5 certainly require kavanah. All right. So the Gemara says, "Umenat Tamra dechulin lo ba'u kavana." Where do you know this from? So this is Rav Nachman's Hesber. So Rav Nachman says he's explaining the contradiction between the two brises. So he says chulin doesn't require kavana; everything else does require kavana. That's what Rav Nachman says. So the Gemara says, "Umenat Tamra." Where do you get that from? So the Gemara says, "Dechulin lo ba'u kavana." So now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in the Sechet Mikvaot. It says, Gal Shenitlash, you have a wave that became detached. In other words, you have the ocean, and there's waves obviously from the ocean, and merely a big wave, and the wave became detached from the ocean. It says, Gal Shenitlash, Uvo Arba'im Sa'a. And in the wave, there's 40 Sa'a of water. So 40 Sa'a, we know, is the shear for it to be Tovel and a mikvah. And 40 Sa'a, Chazal teach us, it's 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 amma. That's 40 saw. I was a little surprised. I saw in the art scroll, they said it was, I think, over 200 gallons or something like that. But, you know, I don't have time to get into this right now, but I remember that, I remember when I studied many years ago, Hilchot Nida with Rav Melech Shachter, Zichrono Lebracha. So he said there was a person, I remember I looked up this book in the library. This fellow had the idea that that you could convert your bathtub into a mikvah. Like he had this idea that everybody's bathtub could actually be a mikvah. And the idea was that, like, women, this was the 1930s, he wrote this book. Right. So I'm saying it may not be 200 gallons. I'm saying that 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 amma, what I'm saying, the article said, I think, was over 200 gallons. But I'm saying, so the idea was, it's telling on whether, like, the pipes, whether they're like the keli, in which case the water gets converted to mayim shuvim. But the idea was that if he could, you know, come up with an idea that the bathtub would be a kosher mikvah, so it would save a lot of women from, you know, the Avera and Tara Mishpacha in the 1930s was very weak in this country, very weak. So anyway, so let me go back to the Gemara. So he says here, Well, you know, this is like a whole social type of thing, but a lot of it's hard for me to really, you know, fully respond. But a lot of Jews, you know, they came from Europe and they came from communities in Europe. They came here to America. A lot of things got jettisoned, you know, because first, like they saw they had to work. Like, so, like if you don't show up on, you know, Saturday, don't show up on Monday or Sunday, whatever day was. So that was one thing getting knocked away. And it was a very difficult, you know, traumatic experience for the. But anyway, so I don't know all the answers, but let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, "Dedan gal shenik lashav oversaz." So the wave got detached. Now has 40 saw the wave. Then afal adam yelakelim tohorim. And then the wave crashes down on a person, assuming the person's not wearing anything, the alakelim or on kelim. Then they're tohorim. Those people are tohorim. So he says, "Ketani Adam to meet the Kalim." So he wants to say that we're talking about with no kavanah. He's trying to bring a proof from Nachman's and Amara. He's trying to bring a proof that the water impacts you positively whether you had kavanah or didn't have kavanah. So he says, "Ketani Adam to meet the Kalim." There's an equivalence in the Mishnah between man and Kalim. In which we're going to construe the both like I've said this before. It's like from law, he used them generous. In other words, we're going to construe it. Like in the same way. So he says here, "Tani Adam Dumi the Kalim." We're going to construe man just like Kalim. Ma Kalim Dol Mechavin. Kalim don't have Kavana, right? Because they're inanimate. Af Adam Dol Mechavin. So too, the person doesn't have Kavana. Now, I have to pause for a minute with this, just to go over some things. And that is that with Tara, so there's two ways to be Metaher yourself. One is with a mikvah. And a mikvah means you have 40 sa'ah, but the 40 sa'ah are in Ashporin. In other words, it's Megashamim. In other words, you have Megashamim that are gathered in an Ashporin, meaning in a still body of water. In other words, it's not on an angle, it's not flowing anywhere, it's an Ashporin. That's one way to have Tara. The other way is the Mayah, the spring. The spring is not Megashamim. The spring is groundwater that's naturally surging forth. So with the Mayan, so there's Machloket Poskim, and Rabbi Solovsky said this, there's Machloket Poskim, whether you need Arba Yimsah or not for the Mayan. So here, we could assume that you do need it, but maybe you don't need it. So here, you have the Gal Shnitla. So what's the ocean? So there's a Machloket Tanayim, is the ocean like the mikvah? Or the ocean's like a mayan. So this Tana holds that the ocean is a mayan. This Tana holds that the ocean's like a mayan. So then the water breaks off. So, but nevertheless, he holds. You need 40 sa'ah in that wave. So either it means that he holds 40 sa'ah even a mayan, or he can hold. It's like a hybrid type of situation. Since it like broke off, I need 40 sa'ah, but I don't need it to be bashporin. I don't need it to be still in a container. Okay? So let's see back in the Gemara, and we'll come back to this, okay? So he says here, so the idea is, it sounds like the man is not having kavanah, nevertheless the man is tahor. So that's Rav Nachman's proof that the person doesn't need kavanah for chulin, you know, when things are either with the mikvah or anything else. So the Gemara deflects the proof. Umimani, how does that necessarily prove? Dilma b'yoshev v'metzapeh ematayit v'ashagala skinan. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that somebody is sitting by the ocean and waiting for a wave to crash down on him. He doesn't want to go to the mikvah. He wants a cheaper deal. Doesn't want to pay for a mikvah. So he's waiting for the wave to come down on him, but he has kavanah. He says, "V'kelim dumi da'adam," in which case we can construe the Mishnah. You're right, there is an equivalency between him and kelim. Ma'adam debar kavanah, just like man is somebody who has kavanah, v'kelim demachavimu, and he has kavanah for the kalim. If he has a kalim, somebody has kavanah for the kalim. So we were trying to prove you don't need kavanah. But I could say the Mishnah is talking about you do need kavanah. So maybe you'll say to me, look, if the Tana is teaching me that he's Yoshev and Mitzapah, Yoshev means he's sitting and Mitzapah is eagerly awaiting the wave to crash down on him. So why is the Tana even teaching me? There's no chiddush with it. So Sakadai Kamina, because I would have thought like this. Ligzur dilma'at to the mitbal b'chardalit shel gishamim. Now, a chardalit shel gishamim is a torrent of rain that's coming down a mountain. In other words, I have like this whole, like we've had this flooding with all these different storms and things like that. You have like this big you know, storm surge coming down the mountain, and it's 40 sa'a that's on the move. So for reasons that we'll explain in a minute, that's not good for tefillah. It's megashamim, it's not bashponin, and Rashi is going to say we don't even view it as a unit because it's on a slant. So that's not good. But I might have thought maybe we should make a gzeirah derabanan, or maybe that just like I'm afraid a person's going to, you know, immerse himself in this kardalit shamayim, like this mass of water that's coming down the mountain. So we should say, you know, you can't even get in the mikvah even if the wave comes crashing down on you. That's one shot. He says, inami nigzor rashina to keep it. Or I could say, maybe we'll say like this, like, if the water crashes down on him in Achinami, then that is a good tevila. But let's say he takes a keli and throws it up. When the water is in the air, oh, the keeping are the arches, but he throws it up in the air. In other words, the body of water is in the air. It's suspended in the air. He takes a keli and throws it up. It's hard for a person to do this. He takes a keli and throws it up in the middle of the water. So there, that doesn't count as a kosher mikvah under any circumstances. So I might have thought that maybe I should go to one for the other reason. So kamash v'lan lo gezrin. So the Mishnah would be teaching me that we're not gozer. Okay, then let's just pause for a second. So again, so Rav Nachman says I don't need kavana for chulin to wash hands or for anything else. And so the Gemara says, well, where do you know this from? So the Gemara brings this Mishnah from Masechet Mikvot about the gal shenitlash guborim sai, the gal that was detached, the wave that was detached, crashing down on the person. So we assume that it's that he has no kavana for it, and the kelim also there's no kavana, just like the kelim no kavana. So too here with this gal. The Gemara says no, there's an alternative shot that I can say in the Mishnah that he's yoshev mitzapa. He's waiting for the wave to crash down on him, and he has kavana for the kingdom as well. So I don't have any proof from that Mishnah. All right, let me just do Rashi, and then we'll pause for 1 second. We'll take some questions, okay? So on the second line in the Gemara in Yutet Amud Aleph, kardalit. Remember, kardalit is this torrent of water coming down the mountain. We said that's not good. In other words, I can't immerse myself in the kardalit. So kardalit sheshotefet biyoreda bimakom gavoa. It's like, you know, flooding down and from a high place. Yeshba arba im sa'an, there's 40 sa'an that's coming down the mountain. But tovo balo altalo tvila. If a person is tovo and a kardalit, it's not a good tvila mikvah. Mishum demakom katif versu. It's like on a slant. Makom sakuf yoter, a high slant idai. Varim sa shabo inan bemakom achad. So the arba im sa'an have to be in one place. If it's on a katifras, it's not considered in one place. It's not. If I'm pouring water from a bottle or it's coming down a slant, that's not considered all attached. And even if it wouldn't be such a steep slant, you can't be tovel with it. Megashamim are not good if it's moving, water. Until they're gathered, hashporin is like in a basin type of thing. He says the tani b'torah konim, imayan mitayer bezochlin. Mayan is a spring, so spring is mitayer bezochlin when the water is flowing. Af mikvah mitayer bezochlin. Tamalomar ach mayan ubor mikvay mayim yet tahor. A mayan mitayer bezochlin. A mayan can do bezochlin, but mikvah b'hashporin. Okay, let me just do a few read from the sheet, and we'll open the floor for questions, and I'm going to move, okay? So, he has here, all right, so as mentioned, there are several differences between a mikvah, which consists of rainwater, megshamim, and a mayan, which consists of mayim chayim, the natural spring or well water. So one difference considers the law of zochlin, flowing water. Mikvah is only valid when it's bashborin, stationary, but not while it's flowing. In contrast, a mayim is valid for immersion even when flowing. So the Ravid mentioned in the Aladaf Ibn, I guess earlier, he says, is of the opinion that there is another leniency concerning a mayim with regard to the 40 sa minimum. He says the 40 sa is only required for mikvah, but not for mayim. An immersion in mayim of less than 40 sa is valid as long as one is able to immerse his entire body there at once. Example, a small person. This is also the opinion of the Rambam. In other words, if you say a person needs 40 sa, so it's like a distinction without a difference. So he says, maybe he's a small person and he could have less than it. Okay, the Gemara in Yotet Sais HaMishnah says if a large wave of 40 sa surges forth from the sea and lands on a tummy person sitting on shore, person becomes tahor. Says the Mishnah says that seawater could purify while flowing forth from the sea's Oakland. Evidently, the sea is considered a mayan. The Rashba deduces proof from this Mishnah that contrary to the Rambam and the Ravid, a minimum of 40 sa is required even for Mayan. The Mishnah indicates the wave must consist of 40 sa, even though it's considered Mayan. According to the Ravid, the wave should be capable of purifying someone, i.e. a small person with less than 40 sa. In other words, the fact that the Mishnah says you need 40 sa from the, and we assume the ocean is a Mayan, because that's the only way it would work. So that seems to be a proof that you do need 40 sa for Mayan. So the Bach, in defense of the Ravid, explains that evidently the sea is not considered Mayan with regard to all halachot. It has the same halacha as the Mayan only with regard to Zochlin, but not with regard to the exemption above 40 sa. So one way to say is you do need 40 sa for the Mayan, but alternatively, the Shach submits that seawater is considered Mayan with regard to all halachot, but only when the water is attached to its source, i.e. has not been removed from the sea. Once a wave has become detached from the sea, it loses some of its Mayan status, and it requires a minimum of 40 sa. Nevertheless, the Shach explains that the moving water retains the status of Mayan with regard to leniency of Zochlin, such as state of issuing forth from Mayan. So the Shach is saying it's sort of like a hybrid case. So in Achinami, Mayan doesn't require a 40 sa. When the water is in the air, detached, so it loses some of its status of Mayan, does require a 40 sa. Okay, now who's the questions, comments, to us, anything so far?
According to the Mikvah, to mention, first of all, many people do have Mikvah in their house.
All right.
And I think one time we looked into it, an average top. There are in Great Neck enough people who have Mikvah in their house. I don't know some opinions.
I have a cousin. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He works for the OU, and he helped build a mikveh in somebody's house. I'm not going to say here in Great Neck, I don't know if a lot of people have it, but
in Israel also they have some options.
Anyway, is there a question? Is there a question?
It was more of a comment.
Okay.
But also
okay.
The other thing is that the tub, we looked into it. A regular tub doesn't have enough gallons.
Okay. 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 This person, I'm saying, this person wrote the book. He wanted to say that a tub like had the right share. Okay. Oh, okay. What's up? Oh, that's a good question. So snow is good, but there's what to speak about with snow. And there's a piece here about snow, but I want to continue the Gemara because I'm going to run. There's a famous case of one of the Rishonim where somebody threw their wife in the middle of a snowstorm. I think she didn't want to go to the mikvah. He throws her out of the house, throws her into the snow. And the question is, does that count like for being in the mikvah? Okay. Say again, what? Yeah, so it means like this. So I heard Rabbi Lewis was speaking about this today. So there's two ways to look at the 40 sa'a. One is that it's halakha l'shamisina, it has to be 40 sa'a. So then if you don't have 40 sa'a, then you're out of gas. The other way is that, no, it's a din drabanan. In other words, that they said a din that is 40 sa'a lo plug. But in Achinami, on a derisive level, there are some people who less than that would cover their whole body. So on a derisive level, it is a tefillin l'mikvah, but not like completely on a rabbanan level. Okay, let's get move further. I keep moving. We don't have a long Amud Beis, but I want to make sure we get through the Gemara. Okay, so let's hold off all questions for a bit. Okay, so now, so the Gemara says, let's go back in the Gemara. So we're around 10 lines down. We're not taming the lomad dinim to keep it. How do I know that you're not allowed to immerse things in the arch of the wave that's in the air? Because that's what we said, that's what the Tana is teaching me. The Tana, we learn in the Bryce says, Mefurish, Mabilin Barash, and Mabilin Bekeepin. He says, you could be Tovel, Barash means the water, when the water crashes down on the ground, that you could be Tovel with, but to throw a Keli up to hit the water when it's there, you can't do it. Latisha Mabilin Ba'avir, we can't be Tovel in the Avir. He says, Elam Mehadidnan. So now the Gemara is trying to bring another proof that for Rav Nachman, that you don't need kavana for chulin. Elam yehadinam. We learn the Mishnah. This Mishnah is Masechet Machshirin. Peirot shnafu tokam aramayim. If peirot, also translated as produce, which is the way they usually translate it. A produce that fell in aramayim is like this trench with water. And here you have to assume that whatever the dinim are, either it's a mikvah or a mayan, but it's enough to be mitkara or something. He says upashat nishedav tameut unetalan. Somebody whose hands were tmeo. In other words, his hands were sheni latuma. He sticks his hands in the water to retrieve the peirot. Yadav toro, who peirot enam b'chiyutan. So this is the kiraya. So he's just trying to retrieve the peirot. He doesn't have kavana to be mitire the hands. But now the hands are tahor because he stuck it in the water. he says, "Upeirot einon b'chiyutan." The peirot not b'chiyutan. That's a din in machshirin, which is masechet machshirin. Yeah, and I'm sure you remember that. Fern, what's the acronym for the machshirin?
Oh, the seven machshirin.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Oh.
So, okay, so Daniel said,
Yad Shachadam, right, that's it.
All right. Okay.
Tell Daniel anyway, so. I say he's right.
Okay, so I think he heard it. Okay, now, okay, so in order for food to be Makabal Tuma, it has to have one of the seven Makshirim on at first, one of the seven fluids. It's like Yayin, Devash, you know, the whole, all the seven, one of the seven fluids of water. So, but I have to have wanted the fluid to be on the payroad. If I didn't want it, it's not. Because it says, ki utan mayam alzera, if water is put on it, but I could read a ki tain. It's spelled chaser, yud taf nun, utan, but I could read a ki tain. Utan is a volition lack. So it says here, the payroad are in on the utan. In other words, I didn't intend, I'm not happy that the payroad fell into the water, so the payroad is not susceptible to tumor. The imish fil she yudachu, but he was happy that it fell into the water because he's happy now that his hands, he has a chance to wash off his hands. Then it does count as one of the machshirim. In other words, even though the reason he's happy it fell in the water is that he's happy it fell into the water because now he has a chance to wash his hands. That counts as one of the machshirim. Okay, so that's the raya that you don't need kavana by chulin. So Efe Rabba Rav Nachman. So Rabba poses the following question to Rav Nachman. Now this is from the Mishnah that we just did at the beginning of today's daf, the Mishnah from yesterday's daf. The Mishnah says, Hatova lechulin, lehufsak lechulin. If a person immersed himself for chulin, and his kavana was that he should be on chulin, asur l'maaser. He's prohibited in eating maaser sheni. So the Gemara deduces, huchsak din lehufsak lo. The implication of the Mishnah is if he had kavana, then he's good for chulin. But if he didn't have kavana, he's not. So we said you don't need kavana for chulin, but from the mission, it sounds like I do need kavana. So that's the question against Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means. Afo pisha huksak lo chulin, asur l'maaser. It means, even though, in other words, he doesn't need intent for chulin, but even though he had intent to be mitayer himself for chulin, which is better than no kavana, he's not good for maaser sheni. That's what the Mishnah is saying. But in Achinami, no kavana is good for chulin. Okay, Efe, but Rab is not done with Rav Nachman yet. Efe, taval, v'lo huchsak, ilu taval. This is another line in our Mishnah. The person was tovel and had no kavana, ilu taval. It's like he didn't immerse himself in the mikvah. So my love, ilu taval klal. Is it not as if he wasn't tovel at all? So then that's a question against Rav Nachman. In other words, taval v'lo huchsak, you didn't have intention. So it's like you weren't tovel at all. That's like bad news. So lo, kilo taval l'maiser. It's like he wasn't tovel for maiser, about taval l'chulin. But he was tovel for chulin. So who samar dach kamatilei? So Rabbi thought that Rav Nachman is just trying to like give him like this little pshat to get rid of him. In other words, that's not really the pshat in the brisa. But nafak dach l'ashkach. But he, Rabbi, who was the makshin, he went out and he searched and he found a brisa. The Tanya taval v'lo huchsak asur l'maaser mutar l'chulin. Vanna Bryce that says if the person was Tovel, he had no Kavana, he's Asr l'maaser, he can't eat Maaser Sheni, but he's Mutar l'chulin. He could eat Chulin, which proves Rav Nachman's halacha. So with that Bryce is on all fours, Rav Nachman, he saw that Rav Nachman was correct. All right? Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Yeah, because he felt that that Hesber on the last Bryce was very attenuated. Because he says in the Bryce, it says, Taval huchsak ilu taval. He says no. It says so. He's saying the pshat is. He says lo taval lemaiser about taval l'chulin. He thought that that's a little like stretched. So that's why he was okay. All right. So I'm going to move on unless anybody has any questions. Okay. All right. So now we're on midway down, a little bit more than midway down. Yotzei Amud Aleph. Amar Blazar taval v'alo machzik atzmo l'chumash yotzei. So if he was tovel, a person was tovel in a mikvah, and now he left the mikvah, he's outside the mikvah. And Tosfos points out, the second last Tosfos, he's still like, there's still moisture on his body. Some Sfarim Rashi, Tosfos says, have the word lach there. So Taval V'Yalah Masik Atzmo L'Kol Mashi Yutze. So it means that he knew he was going to be told for some level of food, but he didn't have a specific thing in mind. So the Tanna Mishnah says that after he's already left the mikvah, he can decide, you know, I want this to be good for whether chulin or matzah sheni or truma, whatever. He can elect the election of remedies after he left the mikvah. Okay, so that's the halakha the Rav Lazar says. So Meifei, on this we ask a question from the following brisa. Odei raglava kapamayim. If a person still has one, he's in the mikvah, it's a different case. A person's in the water. He has one leg in the water. Huksak l'davar kal maksik atzmon l'davar kamur. He says that even though he intended for a lower level, in other words, he intended he's tovel for a hulin or for maser sheni, but as long as he got one leg in the water, he can jack it up and say, no, I want to be tovel for, you know, for kachin. He says, Allah, but once he leaves the mikvah, shuvi no maksik. He can't establish anything afterwards. So the idea is when he's still got one leg in the mikvah, it's an idea which we'll have shortly, which we've had by in Moren Erevin, good achid and good asik, right? Remember, so but the partitions. So good achid is I do right the reference motioning right. The mechitza goes up, and good asik the mechitza goes down. So here, if he's got one leg in the mikvah, it's like all the water that's on him is still connected to the mikvah. So he's like still in the mikvah. So he can make another choice, you know, as to what level he wants. But once he leaves the mikvah, it's finished. It's history. So that's a kasha. So the Braisa says you leave the mikvah, you're finished. But Reb Lazar said you still get a chance as long as there's moisture on your body. So my love, eino machzik klal. So is it not that eino machzik klal? Once you're out of the mikvah, you can't designate anything at all. So the Gemara says lo, odehu. In other words, if the Gemara says no, the Peshad is like this. If he still has a leg in the mikvah, even though he previously had in mind one designation, he can make another designation. In other words, I thought, let's see, you have A, B, C, D, and E. So I thought level B. And instead, now I still have one leg in the mikvah, I could change it to C. In other words, I could change my choice. It's like, imagine like you filled out an application form, you check the box. I could change it to whatever I want. He says, Allah, but once I exit the mikvah, imlo huksak maksik. If I didn't make a designation, that's like Reb Lazar, I could still make a designation because I never made one. Then huksak ino maksik. But if I made a previous designation, it was if I filled out the form in my mind and I said designation, if A is the best, is the most tahor, so I designated, you know, D, so I can't change it to C anymore. It wants to come out. But in other words, but if I didn't make any designation, then I could make a designation. Okay, so the point is, Reb Lazar's halacha is holding water. How? So that's what we were just discussing. No, in other words, we'll say in the Mishnah. One second. Yeah, tavau lo huksa kilo tavau. Yeah, so I would say like this, tavau lo huksa. See again, so here we're saying that he has intention to do some level of tara. In other words, I know I want one of the five things on the form I want to check by going to the mikvah, but I just didn't decide which one. But tavau lo huksa, I'm told. I want to cool off in the mikvah, something like that. Okay. Okay. Oh, no, I have to move on. Please excuse me. Okay. So I got to keep moving. What? Okay. Or let's move on. I have to move on. I apologize. Okay. So now, Now Mantana. Now the Gemara says Mantana de raglo achat b'mayim. Who is the Tana who says that if he's got one leg in the water, then he could change, even if he designated one thing, he could keep changing as long as he's got one leg in the water. So Amar Patat Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Tat says, it's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda who we're going to see in the following Mishnah. Ditnan, because we learn the Mishnah of Sech Mikvahot, Mikvah Shnimdad, Yeshua Arba'im Sa'am Mechubanot. I have a mikvah that has exactly 40 sa'an, I've dropped more, Yerdu Shanayim, and Reuven and Shimon went to be Tovel in the Mikdor. The Tavlu Zalkar Zeli did one after the other. First Reuven went in, and then Shimon goes in. Harishon Tahor, Reuven went into a Mikdor with 40 Sa, so he's Tahor. The Hasheni, where Shimon is Tame. Shimon is Tame because since when Reuven went in, there were 40 Sa, but Reuven is walking out with some drops of water on it. So now it's less than 40 Sa. So Shimon is Tame. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says in this Mishnah, if Reuven's feet were still in the water, then Shimon is Tahor. So it means like this. So he's saying, it was what we said before. If Reuven has water on his body, which he does, so I view it as good achid, as if the water like is connected to that which is below. In other words, it's all connected. It's like good achid. In other words, like by mechitzas, if I have a mechitza, so I say good achid, it goes down. So same for the water, I say it goes down. So I view the water as being part, even the water that's on Reuven is being part of the mikvah. I mean, the Shimon is Tahor. So we think that just like the Tana or Rabbi Patat wants to say, just like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds, I'll say good achid, he'll also say good asik, that I'll view it that just like Reuven with the feet in the water is so the mikvah is viewed as being full for Reb Shimon, so too Reuven with the feet in the water, it's viewed that the water of the mikvah is on him and he's still in the mikvah and he could change his designation. You know, he was maxing from one level to maxing to another level. That's what we asked. He said, who's the Tana that holds that way? So Rabbi Patat says, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's take a look further at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. So Nachman says, Amar Avua, machloket b'ma'alo d'rabanan. So he says, this machloket is only by rabbinic stringencies. In other words, when we say ma'alo d'rabanan, like Rashi gives an example, like an onein and mechusar kippurim. So an onein is a person whose relative died that day. Let's say he didn't go to the Levaya. He didn't go anywhere near the Aron. He wasn't at the time of the May. But he still can't eat kachim or do anything with korbanot. Then after that period of time comes, so he could again, but he has to be tovel in the mikvah. But that chiv to be tovel is just a din derabanan. And the same thing with the mechusar kippurim. Mechusar kippurim is a person who was tameh, and then he became tahor, and then he, and everything was tahor, he did whatever he had to do, and then he just needed to bring the korban. But after he brings the korban, now he needs to immerse himself in the mikvah. So those are ma'alot d'rabbana. Those are rabbinic stringencies. So back to the Gemara. So Amar Rav Nachman Avuah machloket b'ma'alot d'rabbana. So this machloket between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda is by the rabbinic stringencies, like we just said. Aval mituma l'tara divrei akol hasheni tame. But if it's tuma d'oraisa, according to what the Gemara is saying now, according to Rav Nachman, everybody would agree that Shimon is Tame. And there was this whole shtickle with the good achit, the good asik, that's only for dinim derabbana. But for tuma deraisa, I'm going to say Shimon went into a mikvah with lacking 40 sa. So behind the Rebbe Patat, that's in accordance with what Rebbe Patat just said. Okay, so Rebbe Patat said that that. So in terms of election, these are all malo to rabbanan or a mishnah, like going from one level to another. These all dinim to rabbanan. So Rabbi Patat said, "Who's the Tana who holds that way? That's Rabbi Yehuda." So it's mashma that he's holding Rabbi Yehuda's din is only a din to rabbanan level. Okay, I have to move much quicker, so I apologize. Ika to Amri, others say Amr of Nachman, Amr of Vua, machloket mituma l'tara. It's machloket from tuma to tara. He says, "Aval b'malo d'rabbanan to bring a call off a sheni tahor." So this ikadamim wants to. The other lashon says the machloket is gufa on a din d'oraisa. Yeah. Dave, can you help me? Okay. So he says the machloket is from tuma to tara, but by malo d'rabbanan, everybody agrees that the second person is tahor. Everybody agrees the second person is tahor. So upliga the Rebbe Patat. So that would be. That would be in contradistinction to the opinion of Rebbe Patat, because Rebbe Patat clearly holds the din derabanan. Okay, now, Amar Ula says, "By me name, Rabbi Yochanan,
So Ula says, I asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Maula b'machin b'tzumirot Rosh Hashanah Rishon. So according to, in other words, according to the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, we said, I'm doing this idea of good achid and good astik. Could I put like a keli that needs tefil mikvah in his hair when he's got 1 foot in the mikvah? In other words, he just emerged from the mikvah. And now I want to put some kelim in his hair. So would that be count as tefil in the mikvah? Now, I spoke to Rav Shachter today. Rav Shachter thought it's got to be like a tumah d'rabbanan on the rice level. Let's see what's again, what? No, the idea is he's got water. He's moist. The hair is wet. Everything's wet. Yeah, that's it. What? Okay. So he says, the malam machim is sinori of Rosh Hashanah. Good achid itlay the Rav Yehuda. Do we say that he holds from good achid means the water goes down? It's in other words, so the mikvah is considered mikvah for Shimon. Good asik lately, but he doesn't hold from good asik. Or dilma good asik nami itlay. Maybe also from good asik as well. So Ula says that he, Rabbi Yochanan, said to me, Tani Tua. We learn the answer to this in the Braisa. It says, Shalosh gamamiyot benachal. You have three, like, holes, pits in a valley, like on the side of the valley. Like, in other words, you have an incline. Okay, there's a Daniel has a picture. Okay, he says, Pal yona hatafton vim sai. The upper, the middle, and the lower one. Pal yona hataftona shalasrim and srim sa. The upper and lower ones each contain 20 sa of water. The middle one has 40 sa. There's a torrent of water coming down the mountain, which is attaching all three bodies of water. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meir, Hayomer, Matbil Bal Yona. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Meir means Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were bar plucked through Shas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Meir says that you can even be Tovel in the upper pit because we're going to say good asit. In other words, that's the thing. So since he quotes it, Rabbi Yochanan is adducing this, since Rabbi Yehuda quotes it and doesn't say I disagree with it or anything like that, so Mastama, he agrees with it and he holds from good asit. So, but I guess Ula says, Bahatanya, but a different price to learn, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, turn page, Rabbi Meir Omer, Matbil Bal Yona. In this price, he says, Rabbi Meir says, you're Tovel in the upper one, Va'ani Omer, but I, Rabbi Yehuda, say, B'tachtona below Bal Yona. I say you can only be Tovel in the lower one, not the upper one. So that means he holds from good Achid, but not good Asik. So Amar Le, Itani, says, look, if you learn a price explicitly like that, then I gotta admit, you're correct. Okay, let me keep moving. We have a few minutes left. So he said, if you're Tovel Chulin and you have a Kavana for Chulin, you're good for Chulin, but not for Maaser Sheni. So Mani Manitin, so Rabbanan he deshani lehu ben chulin lo maaser. So our Mishnah seems to be like the Chachamim. If you remember, you had a Mishnah in yesterday's daf, which said about the Mishnah Masechet Para. So there was machlok between Rameir and the Chachamim. So the Chachamim there are machalik between chulin and maaser. That's the basic idea. So our Mishnah also makes such a chiluk. In other words, that which is good chulin, the maaser sheni is a different level. He says deshani lehu ben chulin lo maaser. Ema seifa. Let's go to the safe of our Mishnah. The safe says, "Big day am ha'aretz midras the prushin," that the garments of an am ha'aretz are midras, are like tumas midras for prushim, people who eat their chulin in a state of the tahara. Big day prushim, the garments of the prushim are midras the ochlei truma for the people who eat truma. So he says he skips a level. So in other words, there's no level in between for the ma'aser. So this is atan l'remeir gamar chulin ma'aser kadadim yinu. That part of the Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser Sheni doesn't occupy a special spot. Maaser Sheni is the same as Chulin. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanim is safe for Meir. You mean the Reisha of the Mishnah is like the Chachamim who hold there are five levels, and the safe is like Rabbi Meir holds there's only four levels. In Reisha Rabbanim is safe for Meir. The Gemara says, Yataka, that's the way it is. Then the Gemara says, Rav Acha Bar Ada Matni La B'Seifa. Rav Acha Bar Mana, in his version of the Mishnah, he learned in the safe of the Mishnah, Chamesh Ma'alot. So he learns in the Seifa that there's another, you know, few lines for about the Maaser Sheni. Mukila Kuluk Rabbanan. He would say the whole Mishnah goes like the Chachamim. All right. Now, well, this is just another next last piece, and that's it. Okay, we're 2 lines from the bottom on Yudchen Mugez. Amar of Mari, Shmamina Chulin Shinasu Atara Kodesh Kitabishtam. So Mari says one could deduce from our Mishnah that if a person on this chulin shnasu atarat kodesh, chulin shnasu atarat kodesh, there's one level of person is eating his chulin in a state of tahara. It was like it's like signing up for different programs. Like you sign up for one program, you're only going to eat all your chulin in a state of tahara. On a derisa level, you can eat the chulin in a state of tumah. But you're on the program chulin shnasu atarat, and then there's another program. I'm going to eat all my chulin as if it's kachin. In other words, I eat a lot of kachim. Sometimes I have some chulin. I want everything to be in good shape. Everybody used to a protocol that everything is all set for kachim. So I'm in the program that all my chulin I'll eat atara b'kodesh. So the question is machloket tanaim under those circumstances? Do I say that the chulin could even be tamei shlishi or revi? You know, it's true it could be mekabel shlishi and kachim could be even a revi. So do I say that this chulin could be mekabel or revi? So the Gemara says, Shvamina chulin shnasu atara kodesh tamu. So Mari says one could deduce from a Mishnah that chulin shnasu atara kodesh tamu. It's like kodesh for all purposes. The first white line in Rashi, shnasu atara kodesh tamu regila chul kachim. If a person is accustomed to having kachim all the time, mekalev la chul chula b'tara kodesh, he accepts upon himself to his chulin in b'tara kodesh to the issue b'nei beitos here in the king b'tara kodesh. So the members of his family, wants everybody, in other words, everybody is involved, like, you know, with the kashrut levels on the same level. Okay, so the Gemara is Mimai, where do you see this? So the top line of Chaf and Aleph, Midlo Titani Behu Ma'ala, because I don't seem that, if you look in Rashi, the more Bidle Prushima Oakland Hulain B'tarat Hulain, Midras Oakland Hulain B'tarat Kodesh. In other words, I don't see that there's a different level for people who eat Hulain, you know, garden variety chulin and people who eat a b'tarat kodesh, shmamina b'chol kodeshin b'hatam le kodesh. So it sounds like he's saying that we, in other words, the program is you eat your chulin b'tarat kodesh, not that you're going to eat your chulin, you know, just b'tara. So the Gemara says v'dil mahai lo tani b'hu maila. He says the fact that doesn't have a maila, the damu le truma hatani truma v'damu le chulin hatani le chulin. In other words, maybe he doesn't. In other words, maybe in Achinami, chulin shnasu atara. In other words, the choice is like this: chulin shnasu atara kodesh could either be like chulin in terms of tuma and tara, or it could be like kachin from tumas and tara. So the Gemara said from our Mishnah, it sounds like it's like kodesh because we didn't learn a different notch for chulin shnasu, you know, batara. I didn't see a special notch for the chulin shnasu atara. So the Gemara said, what type of proof is that? Maybe the Tanya is just saying, if it's like truma, so I learned truma. If it's like chulin, I learned chulin already. So maybe the Tanya doesn't subscribe that it's like tarat kodesh. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we learn the Braisa, chulin shnasu atarat kodesh. If chulin were designated for tarat kodesh, harein kuchulin. The Tanya Kama holds, it's like chulin. So you know, in Akinami, your family, you want to practice that they'll treat like kachin. But in terms of tuma, they're like chulin at the bottom line. The blaz of tzadok omer harein kachuma. Blaz of tzadok is like chuma, so it could be a shlishi. But in a, there's another tana holds it could be like kachim. But if I see like those two tanaim, so maybe that's the way the tana of our mishnah holds. You can't say one from mishnah. So elami seifa. So the Gemara says we could prove from the seifa of our mishnah. The seifa says Yosi ben Yehuzer yes, hasid shib bekuna. Yosi ben Yehuzer was a very pious among the kohanim. By Tame Pacho Midras Lakodesh. His napkin was considered Tumas Midras for Kodesh. Yochanan ben Gugara ya Okal Altara Lakodesh Boyamav. Here's the key. He would eat Altara Lakodesh. He's put on Tarish for his whole life. By Tame Pacho Midras Lakatat. His Mitpachat, his napkin, was considered to be Tumas Midras for the people handling the Mechatat. Lakatat in Lakodesh Law. So it was his napkin would be considered Tamei Tumas Midras for people handling the Mechatat, but not for people eating Kachim. So from there, you have a raya that the town of our Mishnah holds that Chulin Shnasu Atara Kodesh is Kikodesh. So we treat it just like Kodesh, because we see that that the Okam Gada, we use Tara Kodesh, he uses Chulin on Tara Kodesh, and his Mitpachat, you know, is good for that. It's just the only thing that's not good is for the higher level. All right. All right. Now, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything? Okay, Damon's got a question. Go ahead.
When a person goes to Mikveh, first of all, why can't you assume they're going to have Kavanah for the highest level? What do you lose by having the Kavanah for the highest level of Tara?
No, so the mission doesn't say like you're saying.
And the part of intention should be, and the person goes to
Mikveh. Okay, Daniel asked, why don't we assume when a person goes to Mikveh, he has intention for the highest level? Why don't you assume when a person does anything that he has any Kavanah at all? How do you know? Why don't you assume?
Daniel's always with the haram
for a Tara.
The
Mishnah says not this way. In other words, the Mishnah is saying that we have a certain chashivas we give to Truma and to Maaseh Sheni and to Kachim, and we want you to have Kavanah, but Dafka for those things. You don't have Kavanah, you're out
so
the door.
So the person has the highest level, what does he lose? So if that's the case,
so fine, good, right, exactly. Yosef said
so anybody and everybody should at any time have it. They have all these choices.
All right.
Why? You're not, but what do you lose? You have it? Okay, you cannot. So
you can have the highest level. Okay, everybody good?
And also,
okay. Rafi has a question. Go ahead. Kulin is regular food, like you have for lunch today is kulin. But they would have eat their kulin in a state of tahara, make sure not to be batami. And some people would eat it batara kodesh. In other words, eat it to treat it like kachin. Treat my kulin like kachin. Go ahead.
I'm there's no water.
So pikuach nefesh, everybody would say you can eat, you don't have to drop dead. But the idea is that, in general, you're treating your kulin like it's kachin. In other words, you're signing up for the program. You want to persuade your family to treat it like that. What's up? Where? No. So when Rabbi Yehuda refers to him, he's a colleague. He says mayor. But otherwise, it's Rabbi Mayor. Okay, I got to go. All right, nice having everybody. Let me end the recording.